everybody, and welcome back to the Paperclip Podcast. This is Josh, joined as always by Andrew. Andrew, how are you doing on this muggy San Antonio day?
Doing very well on this muggy San Antonio day. It is very muggy outside. It's one of those gray weather days.
Yeah, the only thing that's missing is it being like 30 degrees so that you have an excuse to kind of stay inside, make a pot of coffee, just chill.
Get into some Google ads.
Yeah.
Get into the data.
While you listen to some Bach.
Yeah, exactly. That's literally my day when I'm in accounts. Yeah. Or like you mentioned yesterday, getting some disco.
I don't know how initially it ended up on my playlist, but I just got bombarded by ABBA records yesterday.
I support and, ABBA.
Yeah, a big fan of ABBA on the show here.
Yeah.
Lay All Your Love on Me came on, and I was like, ooh, man, I'm about to get so much work done. And then Gimme, Gimme, Gimme came on after that.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
And yeah, that's when I sent you that message and asked you, hey, do you disco? Do you get down on disco?
I do. Love those funky beats. Yeah, it's good stuff, man. It's good stuff.
I feel like disco and reggae have actually influenced a lot of modern pop as far as like tempo goes and cadence and beat.
Oh, for sure.
Like way more than a lot of people who are, I guess, really into music think about.
Yeah. It's a huge, huge piece to the
popular.
Huge, huge. It is. It's a big, it really is. It's a big one. Yeah.
I guess if you had to listen to any one specific genre of music for the whole rest of your life, like locked in a room that you can actually get some serious enjoyment out of, what would it be? Knowing that at some point it is going to turn into torture.
It would probably be like jazz. I didn't really, when you first initially asked that question, the first thing that came to my mind was jazz. So I'm going to go with jazz. I think even by the time I totally was tired of that genre of music and that style of music and that way of life, I think I'd be like, all right, I'm ready to go to pasture. Like I figured something out. Like I'd like set me free. Like it's that level of music. It's so cryptic. It's so cerebral. And then there's also just this, if you don't like it, you don't like it. And if you do, you do. And it's one of those things that I really do like. I've liked it for a long time, but it's I don't know. It's not everybody's cup of tea.
But especially since you watched La La Land with your man, Ryan Gosling in it.
My bromance with Gosling is going strong. So it's one of those forms of music that I really, really, really enjoy.
And jazz strikes me very much as an order out of chaos thing.
Hugely. I'm glad that you said that, man. I'm really, that's making me smile right now. For sure. It is one of those things that like, it's kind of like listening to everything all at once and then being able to distill like this is an actual song. Like it's there's influence from, it's like painting. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's one of those forms of music that it's very expressive. It's also, you're kind of listening to someone's mind and the way that they think because it's different. And I don't know, just get it. When you reflect, for me, when you reflect on jazz, it makes me appreciate that everyone's different and like that everybody's kind of brilliant in their own ways.
From past times of like really working on whiteboards, like at Lee Propeller, we had whiteboards on every wall. The way that my mind works on a whiteboard is jazz.
Yeah.
100%.
For sure. Yeah. I could
there
see
is no
that.
A to B.
Yeah. Exactly. It's exactly like that. There is no A to B. There's no like once you get to your destination, it's like, okay, well, it's another beginning. Like you just, it's just constantly thinking like that. It's, yeah, it's fascinating. Neuroscientists have been intrigued by this for decades.
Yeah, and we've got one on the show today.
Yeah, exactly. Josh, how's it going?
I think mine would probably have to be classic piano. And I feel like most everything that I like genre-wise has a lot of repetition to it. I like jazz. I appreciate jazz, but it's not up there in my list of things that I'm throwing on to either casually enjoy or when I need to get work done. But if there's something that really tickles my brain in the right way, it's classical piano music and listening to different artists going through different movements and trying to feel out what it is that it meant to them at the time.
Yes, dude.
Like when I listened to the Seasons collection, I listened to it the first time all the way through, and I didn't look at the titles of which season was being played at the time, and I got all of them completely wrong. So I listened to them all again with the correct titles attached to them, like knowing which one was which. And I'm still like, I'll listen to them today after like 2 years now of listening to that on and off, and still pick up, still trying to pick up and register what actually was being conveyed through playing each piece.
It's all jazz, man.
Everything.
It's all music.
The universe is just one big jazz symphony.
Don't you hear it? Yeah, just go off the deep end and
season one of True Detective.
Yeah, exactly. It's all a circle. So
yeah. So everybody go listen to jazz and then go listen to some Vivaldi.
Yeah.
And if you want to get a little bit more metal with your classical music, some Alexander Mazalov.
Yeah, man. Rachmaninoff and stuff.
Dude,
yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Today's episode marks the conclusion of season one of the Paperclick podcast. Instead of going through a lot of Google Ads related stuff, we're actually going to jump into some of our thoughts on this season as a whole. We'll start off with kind of the big one. Andrew, what was your favorite episode to record this season?
For me, I've enjoyed, there's something I can say I genuinely enjoyed about every episode. But thinking about it, I think the one that comes to mind is it's definitely up there between, I really enjoyed this last episode we did. I thought it's kind of coming into focus, just how the podcast is contrived, and then also just the inner workings of it, how it's starting to kind of gear up and feel like, oh, this is becoming a lot easier. I will say that it was this last episode, and also probably episode two, which was just a fun experience, because I think it was definitely my first time being involved with something different than like a meeting with a client, or like, you know, talking to a customer and or talking with a customer about like their Google Ads account. And there's a certain tempo and kind of pace, you know? So like you're like, hey, we're going to go through this. Are you ready to go through some numbers? And then it's like, yeah, let's just kind of run through it. It's like, okay, first off, and look at impressions and clicks, and then we're going to go into what click-through rate is and how that's kind of a derivative of this number. And then, you know, you break it down very simply, but also just kind of a lot of stuff that can kind of go over one's head very quickly. I think with the podcast on episode two, it reminded me that like slow down, I guess, and to kind of like, hey, take it, you know, it doesn't need to be all just, you know, data driven, even though both of us are very much that way. And I really enjoyed, I think that episode along with this last episode and all of them altogether, but it's really taught me that we know a lot about the topic, and also that we're still constantly learning about it. How about you? I mean, what episodes were your favorite this season?
Episode two was definitely my favorite. That was the one where we recorded it two, maybe three times, or like two times, and then we had to record different bits inside of there. But that's where we really nailed down and submitted the format that we wanted things to be in. And it made recording every future episode a lot easier. Episode four was also a really good one for me, because that's where we started the, hey, let's get the podcast started by talking about something completely out of left field idea came from.
Right.
And to me, that's been a lot of fun, like talking about running, coffee, what's up with coffee, yeah. Alien versus Predator, genres of music, like all that kind of stuff that kind of gives more insight into who we are. And I also just like being able to blindside you with questions that you don't have the answer to.
For sure. Yeah, no, I definitely, we both get a lot out of the episode just as much as we put into it. It's like, it's reciprocated. So there's a lot of, back and forth that answering those questions are very, some, they're just kind of like those, they're not silly. It's just like, man, like these are hard to answer, you know, like their opinion.
That could be water cooler talk. That's what it could be.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. So, okay. Well, what would you say was the toughest thing to overcome in creating the Pay-Per-Click podcast?
Honestly, COVID-19 is the excuse that I gave myself, I guess, for not getting the podcast off the ground sooner. I had this idea for what I wanted the podcast to be initially, very Joe Rogan-esque, with 2 to 3 different camera angles, an office, or a, you know, just any dedicated recording space and professional mics. And I really wanted to set up an actual studio that'd be a creative space for all this to take place. That's what I felt stopped the whole thing from happening for 6 straight months, was just not being able to do things the way that I wanted to do them, the way that I saw them being. But I think that biting the bullet and just getting something out there was for the best, because it really gave us this opportunity to figure out what our format is, how it is that we work together as hosts, and created something that we can build on. Honestly, like the immediate next step for me in that is figuring out how to not record in the bedroom, holding the mic a few inches from my face. Because I do have like all the cameras, professional mics. I have all that stuff set up, but it's set up in my office situation, which is a like an offshoot of the living room right now. So when I need a quiet space where I can't hear like the neighbor's dog barking in the front yard or my dog walking around with his nails on hardwood, I have to come in here. So I'd like to be able to put all that equipment to good use.
Personally, the toughest thing to overcome in creating the Pay-Per-Click podcast was, like anything else creative, it's that initial kind of first leap into doing something that maybe one person has never done, especially in a collaborative way. Both of us have input, we both have our opinions, and then jumping into that and establishing like, hey, this is kind of what we should drive toward, and kind of getting all the logistics in place for that. That was probably the biggest challenge. Also doing it during a time that it's not as easy to, you know, like Josh mentioned, it's you know, during COVID. So there's a level of autonomy that we're kind of privileged to have and able to kind of do, and being able to literally be on our computers and be apart is kind of one of the pieces that I thought was going to be a really hard thing to, I'm used to having conversations with people, you know? So it's same with Josh. I mean, like we talk to customers, and that's, I think one of the bigger, I would hope, larger reasons why, you know, people work with us is because we're fairly approachable and, you know, easy to talk to, and we can kind of break things down, especially for something as complicated as Google Ads. We're able to, you know, talk about it at a ground level. And I think that was my apprehension at first. It was kind of like, man, how are we going to get this together? I thought there was just so much more logistics at, like, you know, having a workspace together. And that could be, honestly, that could be something that we do in the future, because now I think when it was kind of just doing it, like just getting it moving, and both of us kind of came to that conclusion. It's like, well, let's get this, let's just put a date on the calendar and let's nail it down, and we'll see how it goes. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We kind of just started doing it that way. And I think that was the toughest hurdle mentally to get over, that it's like, man, is this working? Is this something people will even want to listen to? Is, you know, all it, it's basically others. So once I sort of got over that, I've learned to really enjoy it and really embrace it.
Next up on the list, what was the most unexpected question that you got asked this season?
Okay. There were a few. There was definitely, you can
throw, there was 10 of them.
Questions. Yeah. Good examples are on every episode. Yeah. So like there, and I mentioned this on a previous episode too, and I forget which episode number it was, but you all can look back, and it was when I said, I was like, none of these questions are scripted.
You know, I think it was 7 or 8.
There's no predetermined kind of, I think the one that comes to mind is probably the, who's your kind of favorite villain? I don't know if it was the villain or it was.
Yeah, favorite movie villain.
Yeah, favorite movie villain. And then also the, the great debate of our generation, which is AVP versus Prometheus. So I feel like that's something, it's going to be in the Supreme Court for decades after we talk about it. So
yeah, it's AVP v Prometheus.
Yeah. AVP v, yeah, exactly.
So mine was also AVP versus Prometheus, but more so the circumstances around how it ended up in the episode. So I know I asked the question, but what was unexpected that is, as soon as I asked it, you said, hey, hit record. People need to hear this. And then we went with it and it ended up on the final cut. I didn't expect that would kind of be the shtick that started each episode. The unexpected thing to me was you saying, hey, people need to hear about this.
Yeah.
People need to know that these movies are out there. And that they should have opinions on this.
Yeah.
I guess I was a little surprised that I even asked it in the first place, because I was just trying to pull something out of my hiney to put up there, just to ask. And that's what it was. Like, of all the things that I could have mentioned, what's your favorite food? What do you like most about Google Ads? Do you have a favorite hiking shoe? That was it.
Yeah.
AVP. AVP versus Prometheus.
Isn't that neat though? I think it's cool that it was out of the creative kind of space, that energy that just kind of, you know, broke into a topic that literally helped with the format of the entire podcast. So I think that kind of segues nicely into our last question, which is, what are you most excited about for the next season? Season 2 of the Pay-Per-Click podcast.
What am I looking forward to the most? I think continuing to develop concepts for the next couple of seasons is exciting to me. So we've really worked to build this educational base this first season, and I'm like, it's not even planned yet, but I'm very interested to see where the next two seasons go concept wise, because I think we've kind of nailed something down with a cross between explaining and educating things with maybe a little bit of practical application. But a lot of the feedback that I've gotten has been that the more in-depth explanation stuff being really well explained is, there's a lot of high value to it. But at the same time, what else can we morph on the show to put more value into it? So I'm excited to actually plan the concepts for the next couple of seasons. And I know that we have some guests that want to be on the show to talk PPC and paid marketing. So that'll also kind of add a new dimension to how it is that we work and kind of the themes of the show overall. And I still want to get a studio space set up independent from the house. But if that doesn't look like it's going to happen, because, you know, the pandemic is kind of still going on, and then I've actually got plans to build kind of like basically build half a room in the garage that can be put together and taken apart, that can function as a studio space to actually set up and record and to maybe get either a video element going or just to have a dedicated space to go and sit in and talk. So that stuff I'm excited for, mainly the conceiving of the ideas and the plan for the next couple of seasons, but kind of growing some of the podcast assets too. What are you stoked for? What are you looking forward to aside from our proposed summit meeting this year?
I'm stoked about the summit meeting for sure. That's going to be something that I'd really like to record and see happen. I'm really excited about some of the assets that we'll be developing in 2021, you know, like the website, getting that off the ground and kind of having just the new season one conceptualized. That's always a really cool process of how, like, what we're going to cover and, you know, and the why behind everything. And then really I'm really excited to get, like, not only feedback, but questions and start, you know, having like an interview kind of interaction, like just format and interaction with guests and knowing how to drive more value for our listeners and give them more insights into, you know, what it is to be a, not only like an agency owner, but also providing like value from just literally like Google Ads and how to kind of go about doing all of that. So there's I guess it's more like topic driven. I'm really excited to dive into, like you mentioned, how we've been able to kind of develop a good groundwork and foundation of what some of the key tips in Google Ads are. And I think the next step will be kind of Q&A and explaining just how diverse the Google Ads ecosystem is and how it's constantly changing. I don't think there'll be a lack of topics. I think it'll just be literally how we're able to distill all of that information and, you know, provide value to our listeners. So I'm really excited about figuring out how that's going to look for 2021 and how we're going to basically provide more value for people listening and hopefully, you know, growing. I'm excited to see it grow. Like I'm excited to see like a nice community of people that have well-informed questions that we can hopefully tackle and answer. So providing value to people. But yeah, that's what I'm most excited about, especially since we've figured out a nice format that works for both of us and how that's going to translate into the coming seasons.
Cool. So that wraps up season one of the Pay-Per-Click podcast. Andrew, do you have anything you want to leave our listeners with before we head into the break?
I hope everybody has a, you know, wonderful week as always. Be ready for more content and more ways to get involved in the conversation. And, you know, basically just thank you for listening, because it's really been a fun journey to get this moving and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks you to every one of our listeners. We will catch you in season two.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Pay-Per-Click podcast. Remember to like, share, and subscribe wherever you're listening. And if you're getting a lot out of the show, leave us a 5-star review too. We'll catch you on the next episode.